Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And Jimmy Menthols knows how to get me going with the music. Well, Metallica for you to start off this 3 o'clock hour. A sports talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, later on in this 3 o'clock hour, around 3:30, we're going to be joined by Don Bailey Jr. We're going to give him some pop culture lines to use in the broadcast on Saturday. Hopefully it's one of those happy broadcasts where he's not just like getting the lines in to get him in, but he's getting them in because Miami's scoring touchdowns and putting up points and giving you the type of rivalry win that I think we all deserve at this point. In the meantime, we're going to talk some Miami Dolphins here. This was written up today in the Miami Herald by Barry Jackson. Some more info on Tyreek Hill. So what we already knew about the cheetah, that was obviously a gruesome injury on Monday night against the Jets. The knee was dislocated. You know, a lot of people were like, why is he smiling on the card? I mean, he'd said that he was like smiling because that was kind of how he was getting his own spirits up about what just happened. You know, he had surgery on Tuesday. ACL injury. I think other ligaments were affected, and Cheetah is going to be out for the year. You know, we also know that his contract is one that it's going to be easy for the Dolphins to get out of at the end of the season. So here's more on that. Barry Jackson relayed this info. So Josh Moser of WSVN Channel 7 does a segment with Drew Rosenhaus, who happens to be Reek's agent. And according to Barry, Drew told Moser that Tyreek Hill, who sustained a dislocated knee and multiple ligament tears, quote, would love to stay with the Dolphins. We would love to get together with them after the season and figure something out that works for both sides and continue his career here in Miami. There's no reason why we can't. We will roll up our sleeves, Rosenhaus said, on our end. And if the Dolphins are willing, we will find a number that works for everyone. All right. So, I mean, right there, you know, for a lot of reasons, I feel like, you know, the Tyreek Hill era has kind of been coming to an end in Miami, but I'm open to alternative solutions if the Dolphins are able to sign him to more of a team-friendly deal for a receiver who is still super talented. Obviously, but he's on the wrong side of 30 and he's not what he was a couple of years ago. So about a number that makes more sense. You guys let me know if I'm wrong about this one, because I know Hill is polarizing, right? I know that there's a lot of other stuff that comes with being a fan of Tyreek Hill, right? And you're wondering about the locker room dynamic between he and Tua. So I know there's other considerations here, but I know Tyreek is still a dynamic player, just not as consistently as he used to be. So if there is a possibility to get a new deal done that is team friendly enough, I'm not ready to completely close the door on this. I'm not. Now, I can be talked into closing the door on Tyreek Hill if we see how the other receivers play throughout the rest of the year. But I am open to this. So we continue from this Barry Jackson piece. If the Dolphins opt to keep Hill, Barry writes, it assuredly would be with a vastly restructured contract. Hill is due to make $29.9 million next season, but none of that money is guaranteed until mid-March, when $11 million of the $29 million becomes guaranteed if he's on the team, as well as a $5 million roster bonus. So the Dolphins' option seemingly would be to cut Hill before that deadline or agree to a contract with a cut in base salary. Because that contract carries a $51.9 million cap hit, there was virtually no chance that Hill would have returned without a restructure even before the injury. If the Dolphins cut Hill before the $11 million becomes guaranteed in March, they would have a $15.5 million dead cap hit for 2026. Asked by Moser if Hill sustained a torn MCL in addition to an ACL injury, Drew Rosenhaus said, Tyreek did have multiple ligaments involved. Out of respect for Tyreek, I won't get into too many specifics. There was additional damage. This wasn't just a dislocation of the ACL. He says the surgery went well. All of the torn ligaments, the injuries went back in place naturally. There was no nerve damage, no blood flow issues, no broken bones. The goal is for him to be back to himself for the start of next season. Now, Barry notes that doctors have different views about the recovery timelines for this type of injury and whether the start of next season is realistic. That's the elephant in the room to consider that, because, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news, I am not a doctor. Obviously, being a longtime sports fan, I've seen a lot of, you know, a lot of ACL injuries, a lot of dislocations, a lot of broken bones, although that's not Tyreek's deal. This was not a broken leg. There was nothing broken. But long and the short of it is, something I've learned in my 41 years as a sports fan is no knee injury is created equal. So, I mean, everybody has their own recovery timelines and all that. But yeah, I did hear, because you can't avoid it if you're on social media, I've seen some of these doctor reactions, notably doctors who have not treated Tyreek Hill, but are just making assessments based on the footage from Monday Night Football, who think that, you know, his career might even be in jeopardy after this. So, you know, Tyreek's agent, not surprisingly, gives you a different take on it, that he's going to be good to go by the start of next year. So it's going to be all about the recovery. You know, he's got to be super professional with his rehab. He's got to be very deliberate to come back from this. And, you know, whether he's a Miami Dolphin or not, I wish Cheetah the best, because you never want to see somebody's career end like that. You always want a great career to end on the athlete's terms, not on the terms of the turf. So I wish him well. But that's the latest update on Tyreek Hill. As far as the Miami Dolphins moving forward, for Tua Tagovailoa and that offense, this is going to be both a challenge and an opportunity for Tua. The obvious challenge is the guy who's been your number one target and one of the best players in the NFL for the past, you know, few years with Tua, for the past several years, going back to his time in Kansas City, that option is no longer available to you. So it's going to be that much more difficult for Tua to make plays on Sundays without Tyreek Hill being wide open as he often is. But the opportunity for Tua, I think, is to really show people that he can have consistent success without Tyreek being on the other end of it. There is an opportunity for Mike McDaniel, who's calling the plays on offense, to be creative and to get a lot of other targets involved, because you no longer feel any obligation to kind of force the ball into Tyreek's hands. Because you can, when you have a player that dynamic, you probably feel like, we need to make sure we get it to Tyreek X amount of times. You no longer have that obligation, but you need Jaylen Waddle to stay engaged and healthy consistently. Haven't had enough of that throughout his career. You know, Malik Washington, who's an ascending player who I really like, has to get more, even more involved. And I always want to find more ways. I like that little, you know, pitch that Tua made to Washington in the Jets game. Find more ways to get that dude involved. Devon Achane, who's already been like the, you know, probably the most consistent player on the Dolphins offense this year, whether he's lined up as a receiver or he's getting carries out of the backfield. I mean, Achane is going to become an even bigger part of this offense. And Darren Waller, who we saw, you know, make some good plays in the Jets game. And I mean, I've always been a fan of Waller. You know, we all had our doubts that he was on the shelf so long to start the season and he had been retired. But I'm old enough to remember a few years back when Darren Waller used to just be dominating fools when he was playing with the Raiders, you know, whether it was Oakland or Las Vegas or both. You know, hopefully we can get Darren Waller back into that form. I mean, what a target he was on Monday, and what a target he can be for Tua. So, I mean, again, a challenge and an opportunity for the Dolphins offense. And, you know, you guys know, if you've listened to me over the years, I've always been a Tua skeptic. I am neither a Tua near or a Tua hater. I think the extremes on both sides kind of weird me out, how some people root for him more than they root for the team. It's weird. I'm a lifelong Dolphin fan. No player is bigger than that in my eyes. And I also think the weirdos who hate Tua so much that they root for the Dolphins to lose because of that, you guys are losers. So I'm always in the middle. Like, I'm just waiting for Tua to break out, right? I mean, his best moments were in the 2023 season, but the Dolphins didn't win anything that year because they sent you to Kansas City in like minus 30 degree temperatures in that playoff game because you didn't win enough in the regular season to host a playoff game. And that was the closest the Dolphins got in the Tua era. So I'm hoping he can turn the corner, and it gets that much harder to turn the corner without Tyreek Hill. But again, the Dolphins are a 1.5 favorite in Carolina coming up, and you've got a part of the schedule coming up where you're going to be able to have the opportunity to win a bunch of games here. I mean, you just had an easy one against the Jets, and folks, I didn't feel great about the Dolphins coming out of that game. A win is a win, but the Jets were just gashing the Dolphins rushing defense at will. But, you know, when you fumble it at the goal line, when you have a couple of costly fumbles in Dolphin territory and you go away from the run too much and you commit three turnovers, the Jets just couldn't get that over the finish line. Thank goodness the Dolphins could. They basically outlasted the Jets on Monday night, but you got games coming up now at Carolina, home against the Chargers, at Cleveland. Oh, my God. Everything going on in Cleveland right now. We got to circle back and have a Shador Sanders conversation, which is like, you know, I definitely put a lot of blame on the media for making a third string quarterback such a story. It's like a lot of this stuff is not Shador's fault, but I also, the whole pantomiming thing that he did in the locker room, it's like, I felt like that was a little too cute. Like, if you're trying allegedly not to make yourself the story, really easy way to do that is to give short answers to the media and just be positive. Like, hey, I'm supporting Dylan Gabriel. I'm a Cleveland Brown. I want us to win. I support. It seems very easy to me to give answers to the media that don't give, you know, the Rex Ryan. He's obnoxious. I get it. Like, just like if you don't give Rex Ryan any material. But to do this whole pantomiming routine, like, that's not the way to make it not about you, if that's really what you're trying to do. So I sympathize with Shador because, you know, the amount of attention that people put on him just because he is who he is and his dad is who he is just puts an unnecessary spotlight. I mean, just the fact that the media in the locker room goes out of their way to talk to a third string quarterback, that doesn't happen in most locker rooms. Like, when the media is covering Dolphin practice, do you think they're lining up at Quinn Ewers' locker? It's not how this works, folks. But I get it when you're Shador Sanders, different microscope, different expectations come with that. But he's already got like just a bizarre spotlight on him. But I still, man, if you're trying to deflect, you know, very easy. Hey, I'm rooting for Gabriel this Sunday. I'm rooting for him instead of doing the whole the pantomime thing. I'm sure if he hasn't already responded to it, I'm sure Rex Ryan's going to have a field day with that one, man. All right, let's get to some headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. All right, so Miami Dolphins this Sunday, in Carolina, 1.5 favorites at the Panthers, 1 p.m. today. Dolphins not only put Tyreek Hill on injured reserve, his season is over. The Fins have brought back former receiver, former Dolphins receiver Cedric Wilson. He was on the New Orleans Saints practice squad. He's back with the Dolphins now. And the Dolphins have released former second-round draft pick cornerback Cam Smith, former 51st overall pick. If it wasn't official before, he is now officially a Dolphins bust. I think we can say that with some confidence now. The Miami Heat have given a contract extension. I think this is good business here to forward Nikola Jovic. It's a 4-year, $62.4 million extension, so it's worth a little over 15 mil per season. And the extension's going to kick in next season, and it's going to keep Jovic under contract until the end of the 2029-2030 season. And I think, you know, to lock up his promising young player, to lock him up at 15 mil per year, I think that's already somewhat of a bargain of a deal. It's going to look like more of a bargain year after year, especially if Jovic continues to improve on the trajectory he is now. So I think, and also there's no opt-out available for him in this deal. So it's 4 full years, no matter what. Florida Panthers have extended defenseman Nico Mikola's contract. They signed him to an 8-year, $40 million deal that's going to keep him with the team through the 2033-2034 season. The Cats will take on the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, 7 o'clock face-off preseason in Tampa Bay. So those are your headlines. And now let's get to weather. Sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rood AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. All right, Jimmy, it's not raining, is it? I'm looking at partly cloudy skies right now in the area. Partly cloudy. Does that sound right?
That sounds about right, but it looks good outside.
Yeah, partly cloudy, 82 degrees, and coming up at 5 p.m., I'm looking at a 40% chance of rain. So 60% chance it won't rain, but at 40% in this area can get you. So that's your weather. All right, when we come back, we will have the privilege of being joined by a man who is probably one of the few people who's even more excited about Saturday night at 7:30 than I am. We're 2 days out. I've already got butterflies. I've already been jawing back and forth with Florida State fans. I've been studying the game. I've been studying all the stats. I've been mentally preparing for Tommy Castellanos as if I'm going to be lining up on the defensive line. Thankfully, I won't be, but I'm studying the game as if I will be lining up on Saturday. And I think I speak for Don Bailey Jr. to say that's probably his deal as well, as we're 2 days out. So DBJ is going to join us next as we get you set for the Miami Hurricanes at the Florida State Seminoles on Saturday. You are listening to the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. Jimmy reminded me, I forgot to say Solana's name in the last segment. He hates me right now, Solana. I apologize. I'm going to say, you know what? Solana's name should be first. You're listening to the Solana, Hockman, and Crowder show on FM 104.3 WQAM.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
50-yard field goal from the left hash. Snap is down. Bunyan's kick is on the way. And it's no good. It's not ready. It's one right. The Canes win. And the Canes beat Florida State 27-24. My goodness. You
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm going to be playing this song and the Miami fight song and any other hurricane related propaganda. Luther Campbell's It's All About the You. I'm going to be playing these songs on loop for the next 48 hours and hopefully beyond that. Your Miami Hurricanes set to take on the Florida State Seminoles this Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. kickoff. I think 3:30, our pregame coverage is going to start. I'm going to have postgame for you guys. We're going to have like 11 hours of coverage wall to wall here on WQAM. Let's go out now to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and talk with our good friend, Don Bailey Jr., who is going to be on the call this Saturday. DBJ, first of all, my man, I have noted, Don, I've been listening to a ton of coach and player interviews on the Miami side, a ton of coach and player interviews on the Florida State side. And I'm not saying either side is right or wrong, but the approach has been very different, DBJ, because I hear on the Florida State side all about how emotional this game is going to be. Earl Little Jr. used the word bloodbath to describe the game. On the Miami side, it is all business, Don, and that's the way Mario Cristobal and his players approach everything.
Yeah, well, that's the message that Coach Cristobal has sent his team, and that's the path that he decides to take. And I happen to agree, you know, with that approach.
So do I.
It was how I was raised in it. I mean, it's a business trip. And that's what it is. There's no question about it. Is it going to be a bloodbath too? You're damn right it is. That's the beauty of any rivalry. But, you know, I would prefer to have my team go in and understand what they're walking into, go in and understand the game plan, and go in and understand that you have to raise your level of intensity to be better than your opponents, rather than have a team go in there and be hyped up on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and start wetting the bed on Friday and Saturday. So, you know, I like the idea of it. I was raised with that approach, and I happen to agree with it. But Earl Little Jr. is right. These games, if that's his term, not mine, are bloodbaths. They have been ever since the rivalry's been played. So that's why it's one of the best in all of college football.
Yeah, and Miami is the road team for this one, Don, which means there's going to be a lot of noise at Doak Campbell Stadium. It's actually Miami's first road game of the year. I know that they prepare for it, DBJ. Anybody who lives within like 5 miles of campus has probably heard that war chant blaring. You know, every time that they practice, you can hear it from your porch. You can hear it when you're trying to sleep in the early morning. So, I mean, for Miami's offense, that's when Florida State's fans are going to try to be the loudest. Like, what needs to be done to try to run a smooth operation and get your calls and your huddles in without letting the noise affect you?
You know, I think in today's world, it's actually a little easier than it was before the headsets were, you know, put in the quarterback's helmet. And before, you know, before they would, you know, had limited hand signals. Now there's so many ways to get plays into the game, and you don't have to shuttle players in. So, you know, but the noise is going to be a factor, but they trained for it. You look at that offensive line, everybody except for one was at the University of Florida last year. And I promise you that was as loud as Doak Campbell's going to be, or pretty darn close. And, you know, there's a lot of guys on the defensive side and a lot of, and Carson Beck. I mean, you know, you look at him, I don't know that Doak Campbell is going to be any louder than that, than Georgia, Alabama, whether you play it in Athens or you play in Tuscaloosa. So, you know, that's just a part of the equation. It can be a problem if you don't prepare for it, but this Miami team is prepared for it. It's one of the obvious things that you have to prepare for. So they'll have numerous ways to communicate, but I anticipate that there'll be, you know, some motion penalties, and that's what happens.
Let's talk a little more as we're joined here by Don Bailey Jr. of what Miami needs to do offensively, Don. And, you know, I know there could be opportunities based on what I've seen from Florida State and from Miami, could be opportunities to run the football a lot against that Florida State defensive front. And Carson Beck, of course, in a rivalry game, he's going to need to be really sharp on Saturday. How do you envision the matchups between Miami's offense and Florida State's defense?
You know, Alex, defense travels, and I think that, you know, that's the best thing about it. You talk about the noise. Well, if Miami's defense is forcing a bunch of three and outs or two drives and a punt, then things are going to settle down pretty darn quick. You know, I think you start on Miami's defense, and we hope, all Hurricane fans, that what Corey Heatherman has shown us through the first month of the season is what we see for 60 minutes at Doak Campbell Stadium. And I have every reason to believe that they'll be as prepared as they were against Notre Dame, and as prepared as they were against South Florida, and as prepared as they were against the Gator. And they'll just go and play. And I think, you know, defense is huge, and you're facing, in my opinion, you know, the Castellanos, the quarterback, is a huge problem. And he's an outstanding football player. I'm not going to tell you he's an outstanding quarterback. I'm not going to tell you has an outstanding arm, but he is an outstanding football player that has created problems for every team that he's faced, whether he was at Central Florida, whether he was at Boston College, or whether, you know, it was against Alabama or Virginia or whoever else, the two teams that they played in the middle, that, you know, Kent and what, East Texas State University or whatever it was. He's a problem. He's a great athlete, and he knows his role. And that type of quarterback has worked at Florida State a couple years ago. They won 10 games with a guy that was like that, and the next year he won 13 games. So they know how to manage him, and he's really one of the most high-profile guys in this whole contest. So he's going to have to play out of his mind, and Miami's going to make sure that he doesn't. I mean, that's really the game plan, in my opinion, on that side of the football. And again, defense travels hopefully really well, and you go back through the history of this contest, if Miami, usually the team that rushes for the most yard wins, and if the team can get over 200 yards, then it's almost a guarantee, and I think the running game's big because requires, you know, just it's Miami's strength. They've got a great offensive line that is going to be highly motivated for this game, and the backfield has proved to be very productive against top-notch competition.
Well, we're joined here by Don Bailey Jr. He's going to be on the call. And most importantly, Don, even though Hawk, Crowder, and Solana are not here, I am carrying the torch of your lines. I have your lines in front of me. I'm going to have Jimmy play a clip for this first one. So, DBJ, I'm assuming at some point in the last 30 years, you've been to a wedding or two. Is that accurate?
That is absolutely accurate.
So if you've been to a number of weddings, like since probably the 80s, whenever this song first came out, you've probably done the electric slide. Is that safe to say?
I would say it's safer to say that my wife did the electric slide and I attempted to do the electric slide.
I'm with you on that one, DBJ. All right, Jimmy, give us a clip here, and then I'll make sure DBJ has this lyric ready to just hit it right on the nose on Saturday.
You gotta know it. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. That you can't hold it. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
right. So it is as follows, Don. If you didn't catch all that, you gotta know it. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. Followed by, now you can't hold it. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
I think that should come right after a big play, don't you, Alex?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And dealer's choice, so. Whether it's a Reuben Bain sack or it's a CJ Daniels touchdown, you can use it on either side of the ball, Don.
I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to use that defensively this week. That's a defensive side. I agree with you on that.
I like that. All right. Here's another one. This is a big hit from the 1980s. One of the songs that defined that decade. Jimmy, give us some Rick Astley.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you.
All right. So DBJ, never gonna yeah. give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you.
It can get done, man. I think that's another great line for a football game, huh?
It is.
It's a well, great
are you thinking offense
or
defense
game.
For that one?
I think that's a little bit of run. I mean, you know what? That'd probably be good on a pick. That'd be good for a pick. You know? Yeah, I think so. I think so. If not, maybe another one for Marty Brown. Maybe want another big touchdown run for Marty Brown.
Boy, how good has he been, Don? And, you know, obviously there's wow. also a possibility for a Jordan Lyle return this week. But Brown and Fletcher have just, they've been wearing down defenses this year.
That's the plan. That's what they were recruited to do. That's the philosophy, you know. It really is.
And it's working so far. We'll hope it keeps working this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call alongside Joe Zagacki. I'll be on post game. You know, Don is always gracious enough to join me for an awesome segment every post game. So we'll have you guys covered on Saturday. DBJ, safe travels to Tallahassee. Enjoy the Waffle House or whatever they have up there to eat. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex Dono. Enjoy the ball game, man. I appreciate you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Jimmy, believe it or not, it's weird. Like, I've been a Miami fan my entire life. I've been to, you know, more Hurricanes home games than I can count over the years, like probably in the hundreds, I would guess. Like, I started going to games when I was like 5. So it's like 36 years worth of games. You know, I don't know, 5-6 home games a year. I've been to hundreds of games. I've been to some road games. I've never been to a game at Doak Campbell Stadium. Bucket list. I've never, I'm not going this year. Going to be, you know, covering the game remotely. But at some point, I've been to that swamp. I've never been to Doak.
I've been to the swamp, not for a Canes game, for another event, the state championship for the football team for my high school.
Okay. And, oh, good for you.
Yeah, it was fun. And this Saturday will be my first time ever at Doak Campbell.
Oh, so you are going. Oh,
yes,
okay.
I am going to the game.
Well, I'm going to give you a hot tip. If you get there... Are you getting there Friday or are you getting there like right before the game Saturday?
Friday.
Well, so go by like my guy Malik Rozier, you know, former Kane. He's got family in Tallahassee and they've got this business. It's like, it sounds like a pool hall on steroids. It's like a big bar restaurant called Pockets, and they're going to have like a Miami event there on Friday. So if you get out there on Friday, go check out Pockets and tell Malik I said hello.
Okay, no problem. If we end up doing that, we'll do.
I don't need a maybe, Jimmy. I need a firm commitment from you.
If I can find them with everybody there.
Fair enough. All right, we'll wrap up the 3 o'clock hour when we come back. Huge thank you to Don Bailey Jr., Alex Dono in for Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. And by the way, DBJ joined us via the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I'm always scrambling for that liner. Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood. It's on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. We continue Hockman, Crowder, and Solana next here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
Shotgun snap, book. looking to his right.
Got it. Bye now.
He's going to go all the way. He's at the 40, at the 30, near sideline, 20, 15, 10. Trajan Bandy takes it all the way home. It's a touchdown. Touchdown, Miami. 66 yards. They are going crazy at Horn Rock Stadium. Miami 26, Notre Dame nothing. It's a pick six.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Huge thank you to Don Bailey Jr. for joining us. Jimmy, are you more of an electric slide man or more of a never going to give you up Rick Astley type of guy?
I mean, at a party, you got to go to electric slide.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of like choreographed dances because I have trouble keeping up with everybody else. It's a whole. I'm with DBJ, who mentioned his wife does the electric slide. He just tries to follow along. That's my gig as well. But Don is going to be fully armed with song lyrics from the electric slide and some Rick Astley song lyrics as well. So do not be surprised when you hear him inject those into the broadcast on Saturday. And it sounds like he's thinking defense for both of those. Maybe a sack for the electric slide. And, you know, hopefully, it's obviously not a guarantee you get one of these, but hopefully an interception for Rick Astley is what DBJ is going to be looking at this Saturday. I love this rivalry, Miami versus Florida State. There are so many great memories, you know, going all the way back to wide right one, which was immediately followed the next year by wide right two, which were both classics. I think my personal favorites, a couple of games that I was at the Orange Bowl, wide right three in 2000, you know, Dorsey, I think of that even more as like the Dorsey to Shockey game, but then it also included a wide right from Florida State in there. That game, so memorable. It was like 1,000 degrees. It was a noon game, I think, at the Orange Bowl. it was so hot outside, but we didn't care because, you know, it was a huge win for Miami because at that point, I know we're even in a longer drought now when it comes to like true national championship contention. But at that point, like the drought from early 90s until 2000, when you knew Miami was back, like on the way back, like that victory against Florida State, that's when you really knew, because I think it was in October, relatively early in the season that year. This Miami is for real. And, you know, a couple weeks later, they beat Virginia Tech at home, who was ranked number two at the time. And in that 2000 season, you know, Miami should have gone to the national championship game. So you remember, Miami had one loss. Florida State had one loss, and their one loss was to Miami. And yet the BCS computers put Florida State against Oklahoma in the national championship game, which was in South Florida. It was at the Orange Bowl game. So you could have had Miami versus Oklahoma. Who knows what would have happened? But Oklahoma beat Florida. I think I barely even watched that game. It was like a really low-scoring national championship game. I was more into the Sugar Bowl, where Miami put belt to behind on Florida that year. But Miami should have gotten to that national championship game. But that 2000 Miami over Florida State game was epic. And then a couple years later, Jimmy, back at the Orange Bowl, when Miami had the big comeback, the 2002 season, I call that one the Willis McGahee screen pass game, but it also ended up being wide left for Florida State. That was another one of my favorites. And just and at that point, like Miami hadn't lost a game since the very beginning of the season in 2000 against Washington. This was 2002. So I remember this feeling of invincibility. And I'm 18 years old at the time when I was watching that Miami Florida State game in 2002 wide left. I'm just like, this team may never lose again. It's just how I felt. Like I felt like Miami was invisible in that moment. And, you know, we all remember how that season ended with Terry Porter screwing over the Canes with that flag in the Fiesta Bowl. You know, I was talking with Walter Villa from the Miami Herald. He called me a few days ago. It was after the Virginia upset against Florida State. You know, we all remember, you know, well, that was just like less than a week ago, so of course we remember. But one of the most like memorable field stormings, because those Virginia fans, like the play had barely ended in that double overtime win, and they were already like they were shot out of a cannon, those Virginia fans. One of the most aggressive field rushings we've ever seen. And like Walter brings up a really good point to me that had Miami fans done that at the Fiesta Bowl before Terry Porter threw the flag, there's no way he throws that flag if like Miami fans are storming the field. We just won a national championship, because he took like 10 seconds before he threw the flag. They were setting off fireworks in the stadium. If Miami fans had, and there were a lot of Miami fans there in Tempe, Arizona, if they had rushed the field, Porter would have probably been like, you know what, never mind. I'm not going to try to get the teams back on the field after that. Because you imagine, like, in that Virginia-Florida State game, it was an interception to end the game. But, like, people who started storming the field, like, the guy who intercepted the pass didn't necessarily have control, hadn't hit the ground yet. Did you really know what happened there? And then they're all out there on the field, so... I mean, had there been a flag on that play? Had there been like defensive pass interference and the ref hadn't thrown the flag yet? What would you have done? Like, you're not going to stop. You can't stop that celebration. you wonder what might have been had Miami fans been ready to hop those fences and storm that field in Tempe, Arizona. We might have that sixth national championship that we deserved, because that was a terrible freaking call. You know, it's not terrible. Yeah. You know, it's not terrible. The 4 o'clock hour, which is coming up next, we'll have headlines. We'll talk some Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes against Florida State. You want to keep it right here on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show on FM 104.3 WQAM.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
This will be a 34-yard try, and this is for a win. This could be for a national championship. It's up. Messed it to the right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.